voy a tatundí, tú ya sangata, maca solo. Tu já copa tu isso, sou da cala fundi. Tu já vi passar as a minha ação, tu de farmolo, o belani mamar, de vodizo tu. Je pati rotne, mogan maroitai.
ऐकलें तुझो हात जेजू लोणाने गायलेले तुझो हात जेजू म्हणजे योर हँड जीजस. हांव बॅप्टिस्ट स्वागत करता तुमकां सगळ्यांक आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी प्रोग्रामावर. वो प्रोग्राम गुड गायज ब्रॉडकास्ट करतात 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयर, ब्रिंगिंग कम्युनिटीज टुगेदर. हांव स्वागत करता आज आमचो होस्ट Peyton. Peyton, the floor is yours.
A very good evening to all our listeners, and thank you for tuning in to Planet FM 104.6. Our theme for today's program is prayer and healing. Today we have two special guests from the DRC, the Divine Retreat Center, Movement New Zealand. Mr. Brian Fernandez, a primary member of the core committee, and Mr. Jeffrey Nathan, affectionately called Jeff, who leads the DRC NZ Praise Band. Brian, Can you give us a brief introduction on the DRC and what it stands for?
Thank you, Peyton, for the introduction. And I would also like to thank the team at Susegat Denpaar, also known fondly as the Good Guys, for giving us this opportunity to be on air. Coming back to your question, Peyton, DRC NZ actually stands for the Divine Retreat Center New Zealand. It's a branch, an offshoot of the main Divine Retreat Center, Pota, in India. Now, perhaps some of you would know that the DRC Pota is one of the largest Catholic retreat center in the world. In fact, just to elaborate, it has over 10 million pilgrims attending from the world. They have retreats in 7 languages held back-to-back nonstop every week of the year. That's 52 retreats. And I think that's an amazing job that they all do there, touching the lives of every soul that enters in to those gates. Coming back to DRC, the Divine Retreat Center New Zealand actually is an apostolate of the Archdiocese. And having said that, it also means that this branch supports the church in its endeavor to spread the good news and touch the lives of people that they come across. We basically comprise of 12 members, and those 12 members are akin to the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. Well, that's not really, but those 12 members are actually fully committed to the goals and the spirituality of DRC. And each member is associated with a ministry or a committee. Having said that, DRC New Zealand movement is headed by a very able spiritual person, and he's none other than Mr. Wenceslaus Anthony. And when I say spiritually committed, it means that they are actually having to commit themselves to a prayer life filled with spirit, and that's done by having a personal prayer every day, a half-hour personal prayer, a half-hour family prayer, being active members of the parish community, reaching and touching out the lives of people that they come across every day, and working closely with other prayer groups of the Catholic Church. So, in short, the Divine Retreat Center, New Zealand branch, has a purpose over here in reaching out to others.
Right. Brian, you just mentioned, you made an analogy to the 12 apostles. Which apostle are you?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know that. I just made an analogy, but it doesn't mean that I'm... I would be glad to at least walk into their footsteps, but I think it's a far reach. There's a long way to go for myself, so I really won't say anything further.
All right. You're not Judas, though, are you? All right. On a more serious note, what does the group hope to achieve with this movement, Brian?
The DRC actually has 3 main ministries. One is the intercessory ministry. The second is the praise band, and which is also aligned with the music ministry. And the third one is what we call as the family ministry. And each of this ministry have a specific role. Now, there are members who are associated with the ministry, and I can only share this with you, saying that each member is actually blessed with talents, and it is those talents that they actually give glory to God in those ministries, through those ministries. So and coming back to your question, is what we plan to achieve at this moment is to spread the good news that's being part and support of the church. And second is to touch the lives of others through our works of love and caring.
Yeah. So, Brian, at this juncture, would you like to hear a song?
I definitely would love to hear that. I would like to comment that the first song by Lorna was just soul rendering.
Fantastic.
It was just a good gospel song.
Let us hear Wakani Tuka from Stanley Severs. It's sung by Stanley Severs.
Welcome back to Susega Danpar. Translated, this beautiful song says, "Praise from my heart." Getting back to you, Brian, can you tell us more about your director, Reverend Father Dr. Augustine Waluran?
Father Augustine Waluran is the director of the Divine Retreat Center, Porta. It's a retreat center which is based in Porta, actually a small town in the state of Kerala. And the ministry is part of a renewal movement of the Vincentian Congregation of India, and it's based on the spiritual traditions bequeathed by Saint Vincent de Paul. The main aims of this congregation are preaching the good news to the poor and caring for the poor and afflicted. Now, this whole movement started in a very small way since the 1950s. And And it has come a long way ever since then in this last 50 years. And when I learned something more about this place, it was amazing to know, besides the retreats being conducted every week of the year, what was amazing is that they could accommodate 5,000 people in the center at any given moment of time. And when I say accommodate, it means housing plus food. And so catering for such a large community is amazing. I was told there are trucks lined up every morning with food to bring in for catering on a daily basis. And the logistics and the management that goes in works with clockwork precision. And I can only say that this is all the hand of God and the way the people are filled with their spirit. And Father Augustine has been the driving force behind this whole center. In fact, he not only bases himself in Porta, but he actually moves across the world, across the globe, touching the lives of many and walking in the ways as the Lord did. So that's Father Augustine.
Well, thank you, Brian. That was lovely information, so much that we wanted to know. I now go to Jeffrey, the other apostle.
Which one is this one now?
Right. Well, Jeffrey, can you tell us about your role in the praise band and how you began your journey to this point?
Well, thank you, Peyton. Thank you very much for having me on the show this evening. And also thank you to the good guys, bad guys for having us today.
The good apostles.
The good apostles. Well, I mean, just allow me to share a little bit about how the Lord had touched me before elaborating on my role with DRC Praise Band. Prior to the year 2004, I was completely a different person. Different person when I say that very much along the other side of life, going to church on Sunday as usual and not having that intimate relationship with Jesus, just doing it more like a ritual. But life took a turn for me, and that was a suffering year for me for 3 years, where I was locked in a situation, a death situation, a spiritually death situation. And I remember how the Lord came and He captured me and He breathed life into me. And now I can go again and say, and I acknowledge it again and again, that this life is a life of lease that the Lord Jesus has given me. And so when we migrated as a family here to New Zealand in the year 2009, January, I remember that we were all searching. We were all searching as to what we want to do. Because I know that I used to sing in the clubs, in the band, and so forth. But that's no more the place that I want to go, although we have house parties and enjoy ourselves with those songs. But I want to have a more intimate relationship with my Creator. So we got in here to New Zealand, and we were involved in Brother Andy's prayer group at Christ the King Church. And eventually, in the year 2009 itself, when DRC, I heard the first time DRC was having a retreat at the Christ the King Church sometime in October of 2009. And that's when I parked the car and I let my wife and my son was about 10 years old, and got into church. And as I was walking in, I heard my name being called by Father Augustine. And said, "Jeffrey." And I just knelt down and he said, "The Lord has a plan for you." And I just couldn't stop just crying. So basically that was the turning point for me with DRC. I want to give my time, I want to give my energy, I want to give my talent. Not for myself, but I just want to glorify the Jesus who has given me this new life. And my role in DRC Praise Band, jointly with other professional musicians, Brother Alex Alves, Brother Antonio, Dennis, and all the other musicians, Zane, Vanessa, all come together to participate in the music ministry and the praise band. Even people like Cynthia, Ramona, Leila, and others. And of course, Brother Brian and Brother Wensi, who comes along once in a while and sing along with us too. That's a little bit of my role, Peyton.
Oh, that's wonderful. It was indeed a remarkable testimony.
Thank you.
I just want to ask you if music has touched your life. Music has been part of your life ever since you were young, I'm sure. And this has touched you more and kind of spurred you more into now that you're in the group. Can you share with us and give us some taste of what you really enjoy when you sing to the Lord?
Certainly, Peter. I mean, that would be a great pleasure for me. I mean, to glorify our Lord with a song that I feel that has touched me about 12 years ago when I first time sang in the stadium in Malaysia. And that song is entitled God is Good. God is Good and All the Time. And I want to acknowledge the original singer for the song, that's Don Moen in the United States. And the song goes like this. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. Oh, God is good. God is good all the time. God is good.
God is good
all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear,
do not fear.
He will guide you,
He will guide you.
He will keep you safe and sound. Oh, He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. Say, God is good.
Everybody
say,
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good.
God is good.
All the time. We were sinners,
we were sinners,
so unworthy,
so unworthy.
Still for us He chose to die. He
filled us with
His Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Now we can stand and testify. Oh, that is love, is everlasting, then His mercy. It will never end. Say, God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. All the time.
This is what we commit to the Lord.
Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see. Say, God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Well, through the eyes of faith I can clearly see. God is good.
God is good.
Oh, He's so good. God is good. He's so good.
He's so good.
Everybody, God is good.
God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Let me hear you. God is good.
God is good.
Whoa, he's so good.
He's so good.
All the time.
Let us hear a song from George Coelho, Mog Jesuto, means love of God.
Jesu to tu zo mo asar ko gor kit lo so saran kone chdi ukna Jesu mo tu jait lo mo Jesu to tu zo mo asar ko gor kit lo so saran kone chdi ukna Jesu mok tu jait lo Akan tak sa polyare Adar meulo tu zo Ek suro au asliare Sagat meulo tu zo Porot pasun zol manailya Fari koruk ne Mog Jesu to tu zo Jesu tu zo moga visro pat kanji vidieta Jesu tu jenkaris du koile bogos bogos maka Jesu tu zo moga visro pat kanji vidieta Jesu tu jenkaris du koile bogos bogos maka akanta ksa bolyare adar meulo tu zo ek suro awasliare sangat meulo tu zo porot pasun zol manailyar fari koruk ne zo Mog Jesu to tu zo Zai te Jesu di la tu e Mezun zao che na koba Zalyar Jesu ami Ugdas kuryam so sorgar Zaite Jesu di la tuve Mezun zao chena kobar Morot zalyar Jesu ami Ugdas kuryam so sorgar Akantak sa polyare Adar meulo tu zo Ek suro au asliare Sangat meulo tu zo
Welcome back, listeners. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely song by Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you truly have a gift, and to give it to God, I think, is one of the finest things you can do. And for those of you who wanted to know who the backup singers were, they were Baptist, Brian, Hector, and of course me, yeah, yours truly. But then we now move on to the part of the other part of the DRC information. And Brian, can you expand or elaborate on the main ministries of the movement and their functions, please?
Thank you. basically, we have three main ministries. One of them is the intercessory ministry. In fact, praying is something we all need to do as children of God. And the intercessory ministry enables members committed to this intercessory prayer to share God's love with one another, and also allows them to offer themselves as brothers and sisters to God as instruments to be used for His work in this world. Every Thursday is observed as a day of fasting and praying for the needs of the group, as well as those who have sent in their intercessory request. In fact, you can email your prayer request to drcnz@extra.co.nz, and you can be assured that you will be prayed for, not only by the team, but not only by the intercessory ministry, but by the entire team, because an email goes out saying that you have to pay for this cause. So you're most welcome to send your prayer request to us via email, drcnz@extra.co.nz. The second is the music ministry, which is basically the praise band and the worship ministry. And perhaps you had a taste of it with just now with Brother Jeff singing that lovely hymn. In fact, I must say that this group is specially blessed with such a wonderful group of talented people that we started off initially with just the guitar, or what you call as a one-piece band, and today we have a full-fledged ministry with every instrument being played, right from the mouth organ to the keyboards and the drums and the lead and the bass guitarist, etc. So, including the rhythm guitarist. So, which is praise God, and we thank the God for His gift to this ministry. And praise and worship is an essential prayerful activity, and they say that while prayer is one form of while you can say your prayers, the songs that you sing is another form of prayer that is very, very spirit filling and soul touching. And so that's what the music ministry, and then we have what is known as the family ministry. And the family ministry is more to do with reaching out and touching the lives of people. And so we do have very often the reach out to the rest homes as a group, as individuals, and we spread the love and spend our time there talking and listening to their stories, because sometimes they don't have anyone to talk to and we just give them a listening ear. So that's part of these main ministries that we have.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful information. And Brian, can you also extend on the activities that complement these ministries?
The group, as a matter of fact, we are committed to a very spiritual life, and we have activities happening all throughout the month, and it's not only open to the group, but it's open to everyone who would like to be spirit-filled and be prayerful. So to begin with, we start the month with a first Saturday devotion, which is normally done at the Titarangi Chapel, and it's the first Saturday of every month at 7 a.m. So we have Holy Hour Adoration, where we pray and we also intercede for others. Then we have what is known as the First Sunday Mass, which is we celebrate by singing there at St. Mary's Church, Avondale, and that's in the evening at 6 p.m. This is also, we have the second Sunday prayer and fellowship at St. Mary's Avondale. And then we also have Brother Jeff and Vanessa actually sing at the Auckland City Hospital every third Sunday at the chapel at Mass, celebrating the Eucharist there at 11 a.m. I must share this with you is all the patients that who attend Mass there, they are really touched, not only because of attending the Eucharist, but the solemn singing and the music that is provided by this family, committed family. Then we have what is our every fourth Sunday praise and worship, followed with Eucharistic celebration and adoration. And this is from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And this happens every fourth Sunday at St. John Vianney Church, which is Hillsborough. And besides that, to supplement, we have a prayerful meeting, which is every week held at Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Glen Eden, every Monday at 7 p.m., which is the western side. And if you would like to join us in the central side, then we have it every Thursday from 8 p.m. That's at 51 Haycock Avenue. So these are the basically the things that are the activities that we are normally involved with. So going forward, I will elaborate more on what is happening. And, okay. But till then, I'll hand it over to Baptist.
Now let's hear a song called Nove Jivit, means New Life, by Joel Lestrado and others.
Sorry, Kinshasa.
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sasega Dunpar. You just heard Brian speak about the activities that complement the ministries. And I think that is a lot of information, Brian. Thank you so much. We had no idea that the movement was so active. And we had no idea that there was so much work being done. Thank you. I'm sure this has enlightened us. And going forward, we did say that we were going to talk about some parts of the DRC and their goals for the future. So what are your goals for the DRC this year, 2017?
Well, we at the ministry, our main purpose is basically to bring Jesus and so that Jesus touches the lives of many. And not only those who believe, but even those who don't believe. And having said that, we try to bring that, fulfill that spiritually by bringing priests. And at the moment, we have got Father Michael from the Divine Retreat Center, Australia, which is based at Sydney. He's the director over there, who would be conducting a one-day retreat on the 20th of May, which is the fourth Sunday of May. And details about that will be sent out shortly. And you're most welcome to get those details on our Facebook page, on our website, which is www.drcnz.org. Or perhaps even if you would like to have some more information and be registered on our database, you're most welcome to send in an email saying that you would like to be on our database by emailing your request at drcnz.extra.co.nz. But yes, we have got a whole team that actually looks and helps out in spreading the word through this social medium. And the next event that is happening is that's going to be in the month of October, when Father Augustine Walurun will be coming here to conduct a one-week retreat in Auckland. And that would be happening from the 11th of October right up to the 16th of October. And, of course, details will be sent out closely by at least end of September. So those are the things that have been planned for the moment. Having said that, Peyton, I think we have been talking about ourselves, and was wondering if you would like to share something about your prayer life.
Thank you for that, Kirk. Really, I've been interviewed now. Oh, wonderful, isn't it?
It's always good to be on the other side.
This is typical of DRC, is that you switch on. No, thank you. I would just like to let the people, you all know that my life is a very simple life, my prayer life, and I believe that the Our Father is the most important prayer you could ever pray, because this is a complete prayer. And of course, I'm always guided by my rosary, but the one that really backs me up and keeps me up is Psalm 121. And it goes like this: I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. He will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. This is what keeps me, and this is what really spurs me on. And this is my daily prayer. And if some of you would like to share what I said, you're welcome. It's a beautiful, inspiring prayer that really keeps me going. But thank you for that question, Brian. But coming back to this one, I just want to remind you once again that to keep 20th of May free because of the DRC activities that are on, and also to keep your diaries free in October, because it's one chance that you get to meet Father Augustine. It's not always you can do that. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you, Peyton.
Now before time runs out, and we're probably reaching the end of time, I'm going to ask our brother Jeff to enlighten us with another song. And knowing him, I'm sure he's going to inspire us again.
Thank you, Peyton. Thank you. Before I just move on to that next song of worship, I'd just like to acknowledge a very special family. That's Christine, Richard, Aaron, and Maria, who's also part of the music ministry. This family has worked very hard in music, and they're also spreading their wings out, and also have developed a CD, a very special CD specially dedicated to DRC. So if you have a, if you've got a chance to look or hear the songs, please feel free to get access to that via DRC. In terms of gift of song and worship, my life is a life of surrender. Every day is a day I surrender to Jesus and say, Lord, I surrender. You take care, Lord, of my goings and my comings, what I need to do today, Lord. And for you listeners out there, I mean, this is especially for you too. If you're going through hardship, burdens, be it financial provision, be it health, be it disagreements or in relationships or in office space or whatever, remember that we have Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and our Master and our Savior. And we continue to surrender to Him every day. And this song is a song that's being made popularized or sung by the Hillsong, and I want to acknowledge them today.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all. Surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me here, desperate for you, desperate for you. I surrender. Wrench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger and thirst, I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now, speak to me now. I surrender, I surrender. I want to know you more, I want to know you more. I surrender. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breath within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm still within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. I surrender, I surrender. I want to know you more, I want to know you more. I surrender.
That was so lovely, Jeffrey. I nearly got lost into your music.
Praise you, Jesus.
Fantastic. That was lovely. Now we'll go on to hear another song, Jesu Tu Makazai, means Jesus, I Want You, by Prajyoti.
Makazai, makadeskai meltana.
Welcome back to Sisiga Dunbar once again. And I just want to say thank you to Jeffrey there for that lovely song, I Surrender. Believe me, you helped us open our hearts just now as we surrendered everything we can to the Almighty. Thank you so much. You are an inspiration.
Praise the Lord.
You are our guide, and you are a tremendous person. Thank you so much. Now, in closing, my dear listeners, I will have one final question. And that is to Brian, of course, the main man of the DRC. Brian, what is the message you would like to share to the community at large?
Well, I think perhaps I'm just talking about myself, and I would like to share the same experience with all of you guys. I would encourage every one of you to at least have an half an hour personal prayer with the Lord every day. To me, that half an hour, I started off with 15 minutes and it went on to half hour and I think beyond more. That half hour just flies away and I don't know how it goes. But once you build that relationship, your closeness, you will find your life changing. Life changing. Don't expect things that you will have everything smooth, because that's not what the Lord said. But what is more important is you will always know that with every challenge that comes your way, His hand will be there with you, guiding you through the whole thing. And that's more important to understand. And coming to healing, I feel that healing is more, it comes with faith and forgiveness. I think once you have this faith, and faith comes by reading the Word and hearing His Word, and being associated with people who have faith. And I think that is more important. So yes, I would encourage you to have that half an hour personal prayer, the faith, fasting, and intercede. Because when we intercede for others, we are ourselves blessed. And that is important. And with this, we not only do that, we are not only intercede and do good, but we build a good, strong relationship with God and also build a real community. And that's my message to you.
Devare Karu, Peyton, Brian, and Jeffrey, for being on our show. You gave us so much insight into the worshiping Jesus and being with Him. Amcho yo Sudhaga Dhanpar program akhir jayta elo. We would have continued this program forever and ever, but time is a limiting factor for us. Ami tumche most devare karu muntat, tumi ye program aiktat. Har ek sanwara paune char varun, पावने पांच वर्षपर्यंत एक वर आमचो प्रोग्राम असता. यू कॅन लिसन टू दिस ऑनलाईन www.planetaudio.org.nz/sushegadhanpar/saturday/player. ऑल्सो डू नॉट प्लीज फॉरगेट टू सेंड अस युअर फीडबॅक टू अस ऑन गुड गाईज goodguyzeguy@gmail.com. Spelled out goodguyze@gmail.com. And also give us your thumbs up and like on Facebook. We are looking for volunteers. This is your radio program. Make it happen. Please email us. Till then, see you. Goodbye.
Dear Borong, good guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, so thank you, good guys. I just want to say thank you to Baptist, to Hector, to Shane there. Now he's the silent man who sits behind the console. Thank you so much. And, of course, to Jeff and to Brian once again for being here on the show. So remember, it's every Saturday, 3:45, Planet FM 104.6. You note this in your diary, and I'm sure we can share a lot of stuff. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Chikana za tu ka